Jeff Cousins. He's been on before. He's a Republican candidate, second congressional district. Business leader from Littleton joins us. Jeff, thanks for being with us. Your reaction. We've already had a lot of reaction. Representative Pappas and some of the candidates in the first congressional district of the president's State of the Union, if you caught it. How do you think the president did overall?
Well, first of all, Jack, good morning to you and your listeners. I appreciate you having me on again today. You know, I have to say, I listened to Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa give a response to the State of the Union speech last time. I have to say that I think she's right, and I'll paraphrase her. Americans are pretty tired of D.C. elitists trying to remake our country, and I think she's on to something. And I think a lot of folks in our state think that she's on to something, too, because last night we watched a career politician tell Americans that big government's coming to save them, and frankly, Jack, only in the la-la land called Washington, D.C., would that make sense. And I think, like so many Americans, Granite Staters are tired of hearing career politicians like Joe Biden tell them what they need to do to run their businesses or raise their families or live their lives. And I also think it's pretty entertaining to hear somebody like Joe Biden, who's never really held down a real job in his life, instruct small business owners to cut their costs. And I have to say, I don't think he would last a month running a business on Main Street, especially in the North Country.
Jeff Cousins, when the president talked about making more things here, manufacturing, he was talking about the car industry and the semiconductors. I don't know what immediate impact that would have on anything. It would take a while. And I couldn't tell if he was saying that spending more is a way to drive down inflation. Do you agree with that?
No. You know what? I think that's really nice in theory. But I think what we heard was a lot of Made in America sloganeering last night, which strangely didn't apply at all to the American energy sector. And when we talk about energy and we talk about driving down costs and, frankly, national security, we have to be looking at reinvigorating the American oil and gas industry, because that's part of the reason why we're in the mess, both domestically in terms of inflation and abroad.
I was only chuckling because could you imagine being former President Trump last night if he was watching the State of the Union and hearing Joe Biden and Democrats saying, we need to make more things here in America. We need to manufacture more things here in America. former President Trump must have been coming out of his ears.
Oh, I'm sure it was. But, you know, I thought I was transported back to the, you know, the late 70s or 80s and listening to President Carter speak. You know, that's what this whole thing reminds me of right now. We're battling inflation and the Russians are on the move. So spending more of people's hard-earned money is certainly not the answer.
Well, it's interesting. I asked Representative Chris Pappas, Democrat in the 1st Congressional District, not Representative Custer this morning, but we'll get her back soon in your race. But he said he thinks we need to produce more domestic energy. And I followed up saying, of what kind? Of all kinds? He said yes. And that's sort of a sea change on what we've heard from Senators Hassan and Pappas before in the past when they were talking about more green energy, but oil and gas were somehow off the table. Are these politicians, their office holders, changing their tune just because of an election coming up or because of higher gas and oil prices or all of the above?
I think it's all of the above. I mean, election year conversions are pretty common. And I think when you look at the tragedy that we're seeing playing out before our eyes in Ukraine, to disassociate that from, you know, shutting off America's oil and gas industry, or to disassociate that from Europe's dependence on Russian gas, I mean, that's you'd have to be blind to do that. So I think there are a lot of people scrambling for talking points right now.
All right. Jeff Cousins, 2nd Congressional District Republican candidate. Best way to learn more about your campaign is?
JeffCousins.com, and that's C-O-Z-Z-E-N-S.
And how's it going for you? You know, a lot of people would say that, depending on the primary, and I know you, I think there's you have challenges there in the primary, but say hypothetically you were to be the Republican nominee, that 2nd Congressional District seems to have been somewhat impenetrable, you know, a hard thing to penetrate for a Republican with Ann Custer and her so-called formidable fundraising. How do you think it's going?
Well, we had a very, very strong quarter four 2021 fundraising. We raised the most for any Republican candidate since we had Representative Bass in office. That's been very strong. But you know what? We're listening to so many people out on the campaign trail talk about inflation, talk about you know, the labor issues, talk about all the things that Washington's doing to hold their families and their small businesses down. This is going to be a very different year, and it just takes a lot of hard work, and that's what we're doing.
All right, Jeff Cousins, thanks for joining us on our network of News Talk stations, 2nd Congressional District. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jack. Take care.